I'm here in the studio with Colonel Andy Croy, the Base Shape Support Group Commander. It's great to have you here with us today. There are so many exciting updates happening around Shape, and we're looking forward to diving into them. Let's start with something that has been catching a lot of attention lately, the big screen in the 500 area. We understand it's finally back in action. Could you tell us more about the significance of this period? What does it mean for the community?
Absolutely. And as always, it's great to see you, DJ Sai. I think this is the first time that I've been in the studio in 2025. Mm-hmm. And I think like most folks, we have New Year's resolutions for the new year. And I will tell you that BSG has worked hard to develop our resolutions for 2025, and we have a lot of exciting things ahead of us. As you mentioned, the first and probably the most prominent one is the large digital screen in the 500 area. This, for those who don't know, that's right in front of the Pizza Bowl. It is now operational again. It had been out of service for over 3 years. And so it's something that many people have been asking about. And thanks to the hard work and dedication of our BSG folks, we were able to bring it back to life. And a big thank you for all those who made it possible. So now this screen is much more than just a display, right? It's another important communication tool for our community. Because of its prime location, it will serve as a key information hub, keeping everyone updated on upcoming events, activities, BSG initiatives, and much more. So if you want to stay informed about what's happening on Shape, this is, again, another great resource to check regularly in addition to our Facebook page and Shape Today. So I'll just encourage everyone, the next time you're passing through the 500 area, going to Carrefour, the flower shop, even to the Shape Healthcare facility, just take a moment to look up and see what's on the display. Whether it's event announcements, base-wide updates, or important community highlights, this screen is here to keep you in the know, and we're really excited to have it back in action.
I know we covered a little bit more on the big screen that got fixed up recently, but having a central information hub like that is definitely a game changer. Now, I understand that Shape is also working on expanding some convenience options for the community, including a small shop and additional ATM. Can you tell us what's in store?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is something that many in our community, especially our headquarters staff, will greatly appreciate. The Shape Morale and Welfare Branch has been working really hard to finalize concessionaire agreements for a small shop that will be located in the foyer of Building 102. That's the front entrance as you come into the headquarters. And we expect it to open in April 2025. So this shop will bring an extra level of convenience to our community by providing 24/7 access to those essential items and also food options right where people need them most. It's also always great to have more options on base, and we're excited to see this finally come to fruition. And additionally, we're adding our third ATM on Shape. This also will be in Building 102. This will be a welcome addition because it gives Shapians another option to withdraw cash, whether in the 500 area or closer to Building 102. And we know accessibility to banking services is really important for our community, especially when it comes, like it is now, Girl Scout cookie season. Mm. So when they set up their booths in the foyer, now you have an option. Like me, I don't carry cash, but you can always walk 10 feet to the left, take out ATM, go to the ATM, take out cash, and buy your cookies. So I think this is a win-win for everybody.
Exactly. And then when you say, oh, I don't have cash on money, they can just point you right to the ATM right across the way. So
I think they will politely escort you to the ATM, yes.
Yeah, exactly. They'll hold your hand on the way there. I know we covered some new services that are coming available, like the new ATM, which is obviously great news, but having more services that are convenient in a place really makes a difference in day-to-day life. Now, I heard that there are some improvements coming for cyclists on base as well. Could you tell us more about the new Ottawa bike entrance, and what does it mean for those who bike to Shape?
So I am really excited about this. When I engage the community, one of the top concerns that I receive are bicycle accessibility, both at the gates, but also how do they navigate Shape proper. And so we are really investigating ways to improve all of those facets. So we have several initiatives underway, and the first one is the completion of a bicycle gate at Ottawa Gate, and we expect this to be ready in March. What this means is that every cyclist will be able to access Shape 24/7 through this bicycle gate, and this will also allow them to bypass the vehicular lanes and make their commute a little bit smoother, relieve some congestion, and I think make everyone's morning and evening commutes a little bit better. They will have to use their Amos cars to enter through the bike gate, but I think this is really a win for everybody, and it's just the first step. So the after we put the gate into Ottawa, Luxembourg Gate will then receive one shortly thereafter, and then we'll start building out the bicycle paths here on Shape so that we can have a more comprehensive cycling accessibility approach. But I do want to highlight that this is a process. So to get access to the 24/7 bicycle gates, it's important that you it's only open for Amos card holders age 12 and above. And then you also must complete the SF550. And this is the pedestrian turnstile access form. And then update your Amos card at the pass office. This will allow you to have access to those turnstiles. And again, this is part of our broader effort to promote cycling as an alternative mode of transportation, because not only does it help with traffic congestion, it's also a great way to just encourage a healthy and environmentally friendly way of getting around, and it's going to be part of the future.
Well, that's amazing. If I wasn't in Chevres, I'd definitely be riding a bike, but I think that's a little bit of a commute for me, but that's an amazing initiative that y'all are starting. But making cycling more accessible is definitely a positive step for Shape. It is my understanding that there are also some major renovations and upgrades planned for key community facilities in 2025. Can you walk us through what's on the horizon?
So one of our major priorities in 2025 is to really invest in our morale and welfare programs and facilities. And so we have some exciting news about some of those updates coming very, very soon. And so, you know, when I first arrived in the summer of 23 as a commander, and I toured the event center, it was in complete disrepair. And in fact, I had learned that it should have been demolished 10 years ago. And so I made the unfortunate decision, the necessary decision, to close it to the community. I know that's had a lot of negative impact to the community, because we all need a space where we can gather and collect and have our events. And so I'm really excited to announce that we will soon have a brand new event center. It will be located in building 504. This is in near the flower shop and the Riz. It'll arrive in June of 2025, so not that far away. And it will have expanded hours, and this will be a dedicated space for social gatherings, community events, and special activities. And what we want to really create is a welcoming environment where people can come together and make the most of their time at Shape. So that's number one. The second thing is we will soon relocate your favorite B3's bar to the Shape Club. And what this will allow us to do is provide expanded bar offerings and provide new opportunities for social events, because it's really all about creating more spaces for our community to gather and enjoy themselves. And everyone loves B3s, and if we can expand that and provide a more bespoke experience for the community, I think that's a win for all. And we think we can deliver that in late 2025. And last but certainly not least, and this is for all of our bowlers out there, we have secured funding to upgrade our bowling lanes and approaches, which are over 30 years old, at the Pizza Bowl. So these renovations, they're tentatively planned for the summer of 2025, and they will enhance the experience for everyone who enjoys bowling. So already we've done the return machines and the pins and several other upgrades there, and this will almost completely renovate the Pizza Bowl and the overall bowling experience, and we're really excited about that. So again, you know, overall, these projects reflect our commitment to continuously improve the quality of life for the Shape community, and we'll keep everyone informed as these renovations progress. Because, I think here in the next 6 to 8 months, I think we'll have those ready to be delivered to the community.
Now, we all know there are some big changes coming to parking and traffic flow. What should people be aware of in the coming months?
So this topic is less exciting, but absolutely necessary. If anyone's attended one of my newcomers briefs, I talk about this extensively, about how much construction is on the horizon as we move towards the new Shape Static Command facility around 2029. And so I'll just walk you through some of the major sequencing of events so that everyone has a clear picture of what to expect. The first is the demolition of Building 302. That is that abandoned building that resides between the Shape Gym Annex and B3s. That will be demolished here in the next few months. Once that's demolished, we will then construct a new running track in that place. Once we have a new running track, we will then demolish the old running track because that will be the footprint for the future Shape Static Command Facility. And so those are the, I think, the more immediate things that folks will see. Beginning in August, in early fall, we'll start building a heavy vehicle gate, which will exist adjacent to Berlin Gate. And the big so what of that is we will lose approximately 200 parking spaces in the 100 area as early as August. So I understand this is a significant change, and it will require a lot of adjustment from the community. I will tell you that we are working very diligently to figure out mitigation plans, both in terms of traffic flow, but also alternative parking options. So, like, for example, one option for traffic flow is Avenue de Luxembourg, which is it runs parallel to the Belgian School. Right now, it's a one-lane road or one-directional road. We will make that bi-directional. So that way people can go both ways and also find other outside-the-box thinking to lessen the impact here on base. So we just ask for everyone's patience as we work through the transition process. No plan survives first contact. We may think we have a great plan, and then reality will set in. We'll figure out that maybe it's not as efficient as we think, and we'll continue to adjust. And so just bear with us. We know that parking and traffic are always top concerns for the community, which is why we've assembled a working group of specialists to help manage this process now, during, and then throughout the entire process. And we also encourage those living on Shape to consider biking or walking to work as much as possible to alleviate some of those congestion and parking issues. We will continue to actively push information, including regular updates on our Facebook page. So we ask everyone to stay tuned for latest information on these developments, and we will continue to keep you informed well ahead of these events so that you can plan accordingly.
I know we covered a lot of information today, including projects and whatnot, but before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with the Shape community?
I think we covered a lot of ground. I think there's a lot to be excited for in 2025. So as I close, I really just want to take a moment to thank everyone for their patience and their support to BSG as we work through all these projects. Change always comes with challenges. It's just the nature of life. But everything we're doing is aimed at making Shape a better place to live and work for everyone. I will tell you that my team and I, we are very deliberate in the decisions that we make, and we'll always try to make the best decisions for the community. With that said, we always appreciate the community's engagement. We encourage everyone to stay informed, to get involved, and provide feedback where they can. We're all in this together, and by working as a community, we can continue to make Shape the great place to live and work that it is. And don't forget to buy those Girl Scout cookies.
Of course, yeah. Well, thank you, Commander, for taking the time to join us today and share these important updates. To everyone listening, be sure to follow BSG's Facebook page and stay tuned to AFN for all the latest news. Thanks for listening and have a great day.